Vishnuparaya Krishnapesaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pajanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyade Sadharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara
Srivastadi
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Dutta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Bhagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to talk today on Haridas Thakur. I thought that today is an exception. We will continue the next time with our Brajvilas Stava, and we, because the month of Kartik is so much related to, for many of us, with an increased chanting of rounds and a better chanting of rounds, that for inspiration, I think it's good to hear about Haridas Thakur. As you know, Haridas Thakur was chosen by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the main support for his mission for which he had come. To spread the holy name around, he needed an acharya, someone who would teach by his example. So Haridas Thakur became the Dharmacharya by giving the example of chanting constantly without interruption. Srila Prabhupada describes how Haridas Thakur chanted. He started and he chanted throughout the whole day, and then he chanted throughout the whole night. And in the morning, when the sun would rise, he would be astonished. Wow, I just started my chanting. The sun had just risen, and And again it has risen, but there should have been a whole day in between, but everything passed so quickly. I did not even start my chanting, and already the next day is there. This is described to be the symptom when someone sees Krishna. Time flies by. He does not know if a day has passed, if a year has passed. In the darshan of Krishna, everything else is forgotten and becomes irrelevant. So, back to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed together with Haridas Thakur in Puri. He stayed in the Gambira, and Haridas Thakur had a place quite nearby, maybe a few hundred meters, which Mahaprabhu gave him. It was a secluded place in some garden, some little hut was there under a tree, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see him once each day. Mahaprabhu's schedule at Puri was very accurate. He was really moving according to schedule. Let me start with in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. He would go, leave the Gambira, and have darshan of Lord Jagannath. He would see Lord Jagannath. But how did he look at Lord Jagannath? With tears running by, his body was so hot that his hand melted into the Garuda Stamba and his feet melted in the stone. He was so much in ecstasy, the highest symptoms of ecstasy which he displayed. So he had the darshan with all of the devotees, and then after this darshan, in this absolute ecstasy, they would start the kirtan, you know, from that platform of ecstasy. My God, where these kirtans, Yamasaki. It is described that the whole of Puri was attracted magnetically to Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and he would dance in such a way that he would jump high, and when he landed, he who is the support of the whole universe would land so hard that the earth would tilt and move. It was really a cosmic kirtan. Cosmic also because devatas would often come and witness the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. So that took place after the darshan in the afternoon until it became darkish, and then Mahaprabhu went back into the Gambira. And there the whole night he was, at the beginning of the night he spent together with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, who sang songs according to his mood. Oh Sakhi, what did I see today? When I walked down the Yamuna, I saw Radharani with a pot on her, carrying a pot to fetch water. But she could not fetch water because she saw Krishna. So such songs they would sing, you know. Mahaprabhu would get absorbed totally in the mood. And the whole night he would call after Krishna, 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 Krishna. He would call, but not tired, but very alert. Then in the morning, his morning programs went on. Then at noontime, he would do his noon duties. Noon duties meant he would start, he would visit Haridas Thakur, and then go to the sea and take a bath. This was a little then he would take prasadam, then he would take a little rest, and then he would go for darshan and start the kirtan again. This was what Mahaprabhu did. But every day, this is my point, he came by the hut of Haridas Thakur and visited Haridas Thakur. Every day. The commentators say, because Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family, he, out of respect of the traditional customs, did not enter the temple of Lord Jagannath, but Jagannath came to him as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Huh? So, when Mahaprabhu came, Haridas Thakur greeted him and said a prayer. Oh my Lord, I am the most fallen and you are the most magnanimous. You will not find a candidate who is more suited to receive your mercy than me. Let this be our eternal relationship. I am the most fallen and you are my savior. He would say like this to him. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took very nice care of Haridas Thakur. He arranged that his personal servant, what is his name? Govindadas. Swarup Damodar was the secretary. He was also personal servant, if you wish, but Govindadas was, you can say, the Leib Diener. He took care of washing, of bringing the prasadam, whereas Swarup Damodar took care of visitors and so on and so forth. There was a little bit that the team around Gauranga Mahaprabhu, two devotees. So Govindadas would be sent each day by Chaitanya, go to Haridas and bring him Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. And sometimes you can bring him my own remnants. In this way, the Lord took care of Namacharya Haridas by supplying him with the prasadam he needed. Now, one day, when Govinda Das was visiting Haridas, he found him lying on the bed, maybe a little like Gaurahari, but Gaurahari lies on a very comfortable sofa. Haridas must have was lying on the floor. They were so renounced and simple. And he chanted his rounds very, very slowly. Now Govindadas became immediately worried. He thought to himself, I know Haridas chants 192 rounds each day, and then he does kirtan and dances. You know. Now, if he chants, to do that, he chants 6 to 7 minutes per round, loud. When he chants, he chanted 64 rounds loud, 64 rounds in a whispering voice, and 64 rounds in the mind. Now, those of you who are calculators, I think Ananda Chaitanya will take now his demonic machine out of the pocket and calculate. For chanting out loud, you need 6 to 7 minutes per round. For chanting whispering, it needs a little less. And for chanting in your mind around, you can do it in 3 minutes. But still, because he did kirtan also, he needed all his time. So Govinda was thinking, my God, he never chants so slow. Why is he chanting so slow? He will not finish his quota. And he finishes every day his quota. So Govindadas was very, very concerned. He said, Haridas, I'm seeing you. I saw you never like this. And he also knew Haridas would never take prasadam before he had not finished his 192 rounds. He would just not take prasadam. That is always done by the great devotees. They don't take anything before they have finished their worship of Krishna. Only after they have worshipped Krishna, they take something. So, by all these signs, Govindadas was worried. And he said, Haridas, knowing how slow he chanted, when will you take your meals? Haridas said, today I am fasting. I have not yet finished my rounds. But what shall I do? Said Haridas. You have brought Mahaprasad. I can't ignore Mahaprasad. So with great pain he rolled on the other side and he paid his obeisances to the Mahaprasad without eating. From this we have the custom of saying we respect prasadam. We don't say we feast prasadam. You know, normally, I mean, when we are talking ordinary talk, then we can say let's feast now. But the idea is to respect prasadam as something which has been given by the Lord. So Govindadas went home to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu, I'm worried for this Haridas. What is with Haridas? Said Varanga. He's chanting so slow, and I brought him the prasadam, and he said he has to fast because he can't finish his rounds today. Well, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, my devotee. There was a pain starting in his heart. My devotee, I have to take care. He interrupted everything and went to Haridas. He said, Haridas, are you well? Haridas said, my body is well, but my mind, my intelligence is very bad. I can't concentrate it on the names. Mahaprabhu said, I see you look unwell. Can you ascertain what is your disease? You know, is it a fever? Is it this? And again, Haridas said, my disease is that I'm unable to complete my rounds. Now, we know, Prabhupada comments here, that of all the orders which the spiritual master gives for the advancement of his disciple, the order to complete 16 rounds without offenses, very important. If you chant with offenses, the name will not reveal himself. But this order to chant 16 rounds without offenses is the most important order. And when a disciple cannot finish this, he feels something is not right in my spiritual life. That some problem has arisen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, now your body is old, so old. You may reduce the number of your daily rounds. You may reduce. You are already liberated. You have no need to follow all these rules and regulations very strictly. You see, in the Gita, Krishna explains these rules, devotional rules, like chanting the rounds, they are regulations which lead a conditioned soul to freedom. It's called the Vidhi Bhakti. In the beginning, a devotee does a normal devotee. There are few exceptions, but a normal devotee does practice according to some rules, some strict rules he gives to himself. I get up every morning, even if I don't want to take my bath, even if I don't want, I chant, read, I worship the deities, and so on. He does certain things, and if he does this again and again, almost like a patient who in a forceful way takes his medicine, then there will be some effect after some time. As long as one is not on the platform of raga, that is spontaneous attachment to Krishna, where one likes Krishna, one has to follow rules. Otherwise, one becomes slack or negligent, and Maya can return. Maya can return. It is possible. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they gave this example: Radha Krishna Mahanisham Prabhajato Jivatado Yomuda. Day and night, the Goswamis did Prabhajato, did their bhajan. What bhajan did they do? Sankhya Purvakanamaga Nanatibi. They were chanting their rounds according to Sankhya. Sankhya means a prescribed number. They were singing songs, and they offered dandavat pranam. Sometimes to devotees, sometimes to Krishna. They did around Govardhan Hill, Radha Kund, dandavat. They offered obeisances. There's Rupa Goswami writes, anyone who offers obeisances to Krishna, he is accepted by Krishna. I think this was their vidhi, their rules which they did. In addition to this, they wrote books where they extracted the essence of the scriptures, love of God. They taught Vaishnav etiquettes, how Vaishnav should behave amongst themselves. They excavated the holy places. You know, they were overgrown by the jungle, and they Sanatana Goswami even bought some archaeology books in Mathura, how to do archaeology. they established temples. That's how they did Mahaprabhu's mission. But most of the time, you know, they followed all these rules and regulations, but most of the time was spent remembering Krishna. They were just doing smaranam, remembering Krishna, meditating about Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, he knew his great devotees like the Goswamis would establish a devotional service according to rules and regulations so that the ordinary people like us have an example to follow. And he also wished Haridas Thakur to not just preach about the holy names, but he needed someone who just chanted from morning till evening, who gave the example. Example speaks louder than words. No? Are we not touched by an example? Because then there is some experience. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of chanting the holy name. Please, therefore, reduce your chanting of rounds. Now, listen to Haridas Thakur's answer. This answer is highly inspiring. Haridas Thakur says, I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. I'm untouchable. But you, Mahaprabhu, have come and accepted me as your servant. You have taken me from the lowest position and brought me to the highest position as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me up to Vaikuntha. You are actually fully independent. You caused the whole world to dance according to your free will. You have also made me dance. And now I have a final request for you. When Haridas Thakur said, "You made me dance according to your will," we are reminded of Prabhupada's arrival prayer, where he says, "My Lord, I don't know why you brought me to America." You know, arrival prayer. But you must have some purpose for me. Now make me dance. Make me dance. Make me dance as you wish. Wonderful, isn't it? The great devotees never think I'm the doer. They think I'm the puppet. You know, like Marionetsky, Augsburger Puppenspieler, I used to look at when I was a little child. You also? Salzburger. I used to look at Augsburger Puppenspieler. He remembers, you know, he's lying on his back. He remembers how Mahaprabhu made him dance. He remembers once. The old man remembers once, you know, ghost people come over his body. Once, Advaita Acharya had invited me to the Shraddha ceremony where his ancestors are worshipped. And after the worship was done by high-class Brahmanas. And after the worship was completed, the first plate is offered to the most honorable personality. And Advaita Acharya had taken the Muslim-born Haridas and said, "You eat the first plate." All the Brahmanas had said, no, we are first class, he is 10th class. But Advaita Acharya looked around and said, "You show me that you are first class. Here is a piece of dry wood. You now chant your mantras and you have to ignite the wood just by the mantras. This is what I call a Brahmana." The Brahmana's head come. They had tried everything, but the wood would not burn. Then Advaita called me. I said, "I don't know the mantras. I just can chant Hare Krishna. We chant. Something will happen." Just Thakur felt highly uncomfortable, you know, to make wood burn with the Hare Krishna mantra. This is not the idea of chanting, you know. But Advaita Acharya had ordered to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All of a sudden, the wood burned. This was all your joking, playful pastimes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You did this. And then he remembers, "I was whipped over 22 marketplaces. In Singapore," I think our Sri Radhika lived in Singapore, or was it Hong Kong?
Taiwan,
even more exotic. Yeah. But in Singapore, they still do this. Caning is called. A convict means a criminal is caned. And everyone faints after 3 beats. It's a effective punishment because it will always remain on your body and you will always, it was always seen that you were once a criminal and people don't. Afraid of caning like anything. But it's done today. 3 lashes and you go out. They whipped me over 22 streets and innumerable lashes came on me. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu took the lashes upon himself. And I just danced happily and carried on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare. You made me dance. He remembers all this. And I was chosen to go out with Nityananda Prabhu to go on Sankirtan and convert Jagai and Madai. So you made me dance in so many ways. In so many ways. Haridas Thakur remembers. My dear devotees, think about your life. Did Krishna make you dance also? We should have such devotional memories in our mind. How Krishna made us dance in our lives. How he moved us through our lives. This is when our life becomes valuable. When we do something significant for Lord Chaitanya, it's not really that we do something. We just say, I'm ready, my Lord. Please use me as your instrument. Please use me as your puppet. And then you have a life where you can remember something which was useful. I know, for instance, I did Sankirtan when I was young. Distributed many books, at least I tried. And Lord Chaitanya used me in this and in that way. And just recently I remember I did. I was fortunate to do Dandavat Parikrama, but I know I did not do Dandavat Parikrama because Gaurahari can tell you after a few days one goes usually one is like this, you know. It's not an easy thing. So if you do it it's only Giriraj who carries you. You know, it's only, we are not the doers. We are the instrument. We are the puppet. And all it takes is to come in a humble mood before the Lord and say, please use me. I want to do this, but I cannot do this. And if you have this simple mood, my dear devotees, and you pray with some feelings for this, not just, oh, let me do this, you know, but really, oh, Krishna, I want to serve you, but I'm useless. Please use me in your service. There's nothing which is impossible. So, then Haridas Thakur came to him his request. He had remembered how the Lord had been so kind to him, had allowed him to do so many things. Now he wanted one last thing. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, what is your request? Haridas said, I feel that very soon you will close your pastimes in this material world. I would not be able to tolerate your separation. Before that moment comes where you go, let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch in my last moment in this world your lotus feet and put them on my heart. Then I want to look at your moon-like face and depart. But if you depart before me and you leave me alone, a thunderbolt will fall on my head. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, you are so dear to merciful Krishna, that Krishna will surely fulfill your desire. But why do you desire such a selfish thing? Whatever happiness I receive in this world, I receive it from your association. If you leave, my life will be nothing worth. Ah. Haridas protested,
"My mighty lord, please do not create this illusion. You have so many qualified devotees. I am a little ant. All these devotees are qualified to sit on my head." Like maybe you sit all on the head of an ant, you know, under you. So I'm like that ant, and all the devotees are qualified to sit on my head. If an ant dies, what is the loss for this world? What is the loss? And then he said, "My lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of your devotees. Let my last desire be fulfilled." You understand his desire? He wants to leave his body in the presence of the Lord. The Lord had to continue because he had to do his noon duties. You know, he was on the schedule, and the Sankirtan was also there. All the devotees would wait. But Govinda, but he said something to Govindadas. And Govindadas said, "Haridas, the Lord will visit you tomorrow at the same time." "God," said Haridas, "please tell him to fulfill my desire." So, this is now a very important point. In Vaishnav history, there are some examples of devotees leaving their bodies on their own. It's not suicide that they kill their bodies, but they leave the body on their own, on its own accord. Do you know such an example? Yeah.
I heard Govinda Swami left in this way.
Yeah. That's an interesting. I'm familiar with Maharaj. Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'm not sure. I learned that he was. But we say usually he displayed symptoms of illness. We say. I'm not knowing. Yeah, maybe from our Vaishnav perspective it is like this. Yeah, a doctor would see it differently. But there's a very clear example in the great grandfather Bhishma. No? He was already bedridden, but he kept his life, and he wanted to leave at a certain time or a certain constellation. So all the Vaishnavas were thinking, "My God, if he does the Bhishma Dev thing, you know." Some cried, some were jubilant, and so on. And Grandfather Bhishma's case, it was like this, that he waited for the Lord to come and be present before him. And remember, this is what Haridas is praying for. Next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates to the residence of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances to the Lord and each single Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What are the news?" Haridas Thakur said,
whatever mercy you're willing to give me, that are the news. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked to Rakeshwara Pandit and said, you start the kirtan. So Rakeshwara Pandit, he can sing and dance for 72 hours non-stop, started the kirtan. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interrupted the kirtan and he started to glorify Haridas Thakur as if he would have 1,000 mouths. By the way, if you want to help a devotee pass over, you should help him by remembering the positive things which meant wonderful in his world, in his life. He glorified his determination, for instance. Maya Devi came personally to test him. Haridas Thakur was not only able to withstand Maya Devi's temptation, he made her a devotee. She was a Ram Bhakta before, but he converted her and she became a Krishna Bhakta, because only Krishna can give ecstatic love to his devotees. All the devotees offered obeisances to Haridas, and Haridas again took the dust from everyone. And finally, Haridas asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit before me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat before him. Just imagine. He looked at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face and he started to chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And then everyone saw a miracle. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was he putting his lotus feet there, or did Haridas take the lotus feet there? And the lotus feet came on the chest of Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya became overwhelmed by ecstatic love. There was an ecstatic kirtan, and Haridas Thakur went looking in the moon face of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Yeah, yes. And then he left the body. Hare Krishna. He left the body. Everyone was reminded of Bhishma Dev's passing, who left his body by looking at the beautiful face of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed by ecstatic love. He lifted the body of Haridas Thakur, small body, up, and he started to dance. The devotees became helpless. In love, they didn't know where to run, where to jump. They were just, it was just so moving. Then Swarup Damodar Mahaprabhu, after a long time, came and whispered in the ears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are many duties to be done in relationship to those who have left the body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took the body of Haridas, went right into the ocean and bathed the body of Haridas in the ocean. And then he said, Samudra e Mahatirtha Hoila. This ocean is now a Mahatirtha, because Nam, everyone gets ecstatic, because Namacharya Haridas Thakur has left the body and he has his last bath in the ocean. Therefore this is now, from now on, a holy place. Then he led a procession back
And all the devotees took with their own hands, they dug a hole in the ground. They took Jagannath sandalwood and wiped it all over the body of Haridas Thakur. Now, then they placed the body of Haridas Thakur into the sand. They put some salt and some turmeric that the ants would not come, and all kinds of auspicious articles, like a rope from the car of Lord Jagannath. He said, some window is open. Yeah, could you close? Usually, every one of us is cremated, but sannyasis and gurus are buried. But they are always buried with some holy objects. For instance, you put a tulsi leaf on the forehead, on the chest. There is a great power in these holy articles. Once there was a very bad man who kicked a bull on the street, and the bull turned back and charged him and took one of the horns and just put it in the solar plexus and killed them, this bad man. So all the Yamadutas were coming from the hellish planets to get him. But at the time when they wanted to get him, one Brahmana came by from the banks of the river Ganga. He carried Ganga water in a little baldi, a little bucket, and he saw the minister there. He was going home to a Shalagam Shila Puja, so he just took a little Ganga water and splashed it over the dead person. Like in India, they do these things very... I have not much time, but let him get a little Ganga dead man. Then he came to the next street corner, and all of a sudden he sees all types of Yamadutas. But they're bleeding. Some have cut arms, some have cut ears, cut noses, cut legs. And he asks, "Hey, Yamadutas, what's happening?" "Ah, you with your Ganga water. We have just tried to get the sinful soul from this minister, but when you sprinkled Ganga water over him, the Vishnu Dutas came. We said, we are taking him. They said, you are not taking him. We said, we shall see who is stronger." And the Vishnu Dutas said, "Here." And they took their swords, and this is how we look now. Oof, it takes long to heal. We are powerless against the power of Ganga Jal. So, also in Haridas times, they put auspicious items in the grave, or how you say. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own hands took sand and just poured it with tears of love over Haridas Thakur's body. All the devotees followed Mahaprabhu. Then they made a stone platform, a defense around this samadhi. And the Mahaprabhu said, "Let's take a bath in the sea now." They took a bath in the sea. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did something which he had never done before. He personally went through the town of Puri to beg prasadam. He wanted to arrange a big feast for his dear devotee, Haridas Thakur. He arranged a very great feast, invited the whole town of Puri, and he served them with his own hands the Mahaprasada of Lord Jagannath. That's what he did Then he declared, everyone who is related with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Haridas Thakur is very dear. And he chanted one mantra. Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
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 Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
Just look at this Haridas. He was used as the instrument of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to establish that someone who chants has no worries. Even when he is attacked by others, the Lord will personally protect him. Just look at Haridas Thakur and his being protected. Maya Devi came personally to him, but she could not allure him. Instead, she became the disciple of Haridas, or the devotee of Krishna. Look at Haridas Thakur's determination. He was so determined that even when he was sick, this was not a sign for him that he was diseased. The sign for his disease was when he couldn't finish his rounds. Why? Because it's about misplacing priorities. The first priority we have in this body is to Krishna. The first responsibility we have is to Krishna. The first relationship we have is to Krishna, and we should not waver in that relationship. We should not waver in that determination. And if we have learned this thing, then everything will be wonderful. Especially, want to say something to our devotees on your level. Some of you have practiced spiritual life in their past life. I would say most of you, most probably. So you have already a certain evolutionary level. Otherwise, you would not have been attracted to the dust of Vrindavan. It's a very specific attraction. So already some progress has been done in your life. But when you live your life in this material world, many informations come to you, and sometimes you forget your level of advancement and you act on another level. Sometimes you because emotions overtake you, or different material circumstances overtake you, or just karma comes, and then you act on you feel forced to act on a level which is not really your level. But because Krishna knows what is your level and where you are, he will not allow you for long to stay on that level. You may sometimes have desires which are on a lower level than your actual evolution is. Krishna will either fulfill these desires for some time, because some past thing must be cleared up, but most of the time he will not allow you to be happy on that level, because you are meant in this life to continue on a higher level.
But due to association, due to a weak heart maybe, where you are not always acting determined, due to this, you are sometimes losing your level. And so, but Krishna will not allow you to become happy on that level where you are not. That I have seen. I have seen this especially with sometimes relationships. Especially for our Matajis, the idea of relationship is very important because they are more relationship oriented by nature. So they sometimes feel, oh, I wish to have the supportive relationship for my spiritual life. And I have seen, believe me, I'm now more than 40 years I'm in this movement, and I'm Gaurari can tell you, I'm interested in many subjects of life. You know, I'm watching as careful many things. I have seen Krishna wants always that we learn a specific lesson. And only when we have learned that lesson, which is the lesson which is next for our evolutionary journey, only then can we progress in everything. That is my experience and my conviction. Don't know if it is clear what I say. Von Haridas Thakur's life, especially this last episode, isn't it a beautiful episode? Heart moving how he, at the end of his life, remembers these things. And, you know, especially he is teaching us to set the right priorities in our life. There is always something which we have to learn, right priorities.
Say, my diseases, I have not chanted my rounds.
And see, here the rounds is not a compulsory rules and regulation thing. Mahaprabhu didn't demand 192 rounds. He said that 64 rounds is enough. You know, that's one third of it. Haridas Thakur didn't have to chant these many rounds. He liked to be with Krishna. That's why he chanted it. It was for him a priority to be with Krishna. What an example. Haridas Thakur ki. Having said this, my mouth is slowly closing. Tomorrow, a special program will take place at Radhakund. Maybe Gaurhari should say.
Change the study and the program will start.